$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Welcome to the lounge. We're here in the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Oh my gosh, it's always great to introduce this guy because he's the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same year. Standing the test of time in the NFL, the acting legend, the icon, the one and only Mr. Fred.
Thanks so very much, and welcome to our show, and Happy New Year to everyone within the sound of our voice. I want to thank and congratulate all of you who made it through 2016. It was a hell of a fight, but here we are. We're here at the first week of January 2017, and I have my resolutions lined up. I hope you do yours.
You do? What kind of resolutions do you have? You have something lined up here for the show to make it better or something? What do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I always try to be – my all of my resolutions are based on the principle of trying to be a better person, number one, right. and then help people.
That's nice. That's a good, right? Nice thing. Yeah.
So it applies in different levels. You know.
Okay. So what? Give us an example of something that would apply that way you could be a better person and you would help someone.
Like I could like in my favorite restaurant, I would go in and I would say I would order – and then if it doesn't come out the way I want it, then I go back into the kitchen and help them straighten out the problem.
So you work in the kitchen staff and you'd straighten it out.
Yeah, I would, and
they love you at
restaurants. They would really appreciate that.
That's really good. Do you have any resolutions for the show to help this show be a little better,
Paul? Well, Neighbor Paul is our neighbor, and he's just recently moved out to Palm Springs, so he's now Palm Springs Paul.
Yeah,
and he's here with us. And
so you want to bring him into the show more often? Now that
not that you're not neighbor Paul, because you're always going to be our neighbor, but you're Palm Springs Paul because you moved out to Palm Springs. So what's your resolution?
Yeah.
Just trying to get everything kind of loaded on into the moving truck and finally kind of packed. And
So you got all the thing, you got your underwear and everything all packed up, ready to go, check it out, the
just
Palm Springs.
Just about everything.
Got
the dog ready to go.
Got the little woman ready to go.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, so everything's ready to go.
So it's that simple. You made the move from being Southern, being my neighbor, actually.
Beverly Hills area.
Yeah, and now you're out there in Palm Springs.
I did.
Made the transition.
I did. I went on out to the desert. I spent a day out there. I found a house I liked, and I decided to take it.
Do you ever have any light around the house wear that you're going to wear out there when it gets warm? You know, some bathing trunks outside, maybe some light wear. You're going to take some accoutrement for some kind of an outfit for you out there? Apparently not. All right,
well,
we're going to take a break.
You don't really want to walk around in Speedos out there.
Yeah, don't. We'll be right back.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Get half a Pizza Hut, a pizza online for a limited time.
Right now, menu price pizzas from Pizza Hut are half off when you order online. Yes, you heard that right. 50%, 5-0. Original Pan Supreme, half off. Meat lovers, half off. Can't decide, still half off. But hurry, this New Year's deal won't last long. January 9th, to be exact. 50% off Pizza Hut pizza. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask click for this limited time offer. Menu price pizzas only. Online only. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip.
We're back. It's the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer's with us. New Year's resolutions about. So do you have a New Year's resolution to make this a better program, Fred Dreyer?
Well, you know, neighbor Paul, is no longer my neighbor. So he's now Palm Springs Paul.
Oh.
Because Paul's now out in Palm Springs.
And so what's the resolution?
The resolution is to somehow get him out of Palm Springs to do our show on a more regular basis.
So wait a minute. So you want him on the show longer, more often?
Yeah, like another segment or so.
But he's moving to Palm Springs. He won't probably be on the show at all.
Well, that's my point. I mean, the resolution is to remedy that situation.
Oh, okay. That'll be good. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Now, we got lots of stuff to talk. First off, did you see that Rose Bowl game, the highest scoring Rose Bowl game?
If you like high scoring, it's a pathetic game if you realize each team gave up over 500 yards and 50 points. So both teams who are in the top probably four or five, six, SC was ranked eighth or ninth, and Penn State was fifth, I think. This was a relatively surprise showing by two highly ranked teams who had absolutely really no defense during the entire
game. No defense. And Penn State was, I think they were favored to win the game, were they not?
Yes, they were.
So this means the recruiting at USC will benefit from this now, right?
This helps mightily.
Really?
I think Penn State's going to do okay. I mean, their program's back under Franklin. I think they've done real well for themselves considering what they've come from. Sex scandal and the abusive scandal by Sandusky and the cover-up by Joe Pa. That was a cover-up, you know.
Well, yeah, and
my point is that both schools represented themselves, I think, here. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Penn State started recruiting out here. There's a lot of kids out here to choose from.
They've got a good quarterback there in that Trace McSorley.
Yeah,
they do. USC, that kid, that freshman, that Sam Darnold. This guy, I'm looking at him at first when I'm first watching him. I said, who's that pretty boy, kind of that Robert Redford sort of guy? And I'm looking at him, wait a minute, that's the quarterback. And he's perfectly poised. This guy had a game face on. He looked like you. If you would have been a quarterback, he looked like you. He got in. He was serious. He was all about the game. He wasn't about any kind of other stuff. He knew where he was and what he was doing at all times. That was pretty darn good.
Well, that's a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, it is a compliment to you because you were one of the great guys that, really used to observe and look around even during TV timeouts. Your mind, your head was always in your job, and that was winning the ball game.
Well, as it was for my teammates, but you have to have a good environment, and Sam Darnold has one. He's a freshman, true freshman, which means he'll come back next year. He's got 4 years of eligibility should he get hurt or need another year of eligibility. He'll have that should he need it. But he's probably going to be there another 2 years. Imagine what they can do in 2 years. They could win a national championship if they recruit defensively.
Yeah, they need a little help defensively.
They're at the line of scrimmage. They do a pretty good job. You know, they do good enough job to win 10 games. What are they, 10-3 this year?
Yeah. They lost their first three and they came around.
They came back and won 9 straight games. Yeah. So, you know, given that, I think they'll be fine, but they're going to have to go out and they're going to have to draft. They're going to have to recruit big people, big defensive linemen, and coach them. You know, my whole thing is, and I could sit there and give you a clinic on this.
Yes,
is that I get Jackie Slater in here, the great Hall of Fame tackle from the Rams, and he and I would come in here and show you on film exactly, really what's going on in the game. You know?
Right.
So, we should get him in.
Let's get Jackie.
Yeah, we'll get
That's
Jackie.
That's another New Year's. Yeah. More time for neighbor Paul and Jackie Slater. Yeah. Can we bring
and
in
Vinny?
Vince Ferragamo.
Yeah, bring Vinny. Vinny and. Do you want both of them, all three of them, on the air?
Yeah. Who else can we get?
It's just going to be separately.
Jackie Slater 1 week, Vinny Ferragamo the next.
Literally, yeah. Well, they'll be struggling for the microphone.
Vince Ferragamo has wine, so he can bring us some wine in the studio.
Well, so do you. You've got a whole bathroom.
Well, yeah,
full
but
of it.
Vince makes his own wine there, the Ferragamo wine.
I don't know if I want to drink anything he's made.
Yeah, it's good. He does a good job.
He does?
Yeah, he doesn't sit
does he
in
get,
the...
Does he get... Does
he's
he
not
get
like
his,
Gary
does
Pizzoni.
Does he get Mrs. Ferragamo out there with bare feet?
They grow it in their yard.
Bare feet in the barrel?
We should try and see if he'll invite us for dinner so we can actually look at the vineyard.
That's a long way out
And then you'll
smoke
there. Cigars out there and probably destroy the crop by blowing some of your cigar smoke on some of the fine grape clusters.
That's silly. Of course not. I mean,
How about that running back Barkley on Penn State? He was pretty good, I'm telling you. They call him the Nittany Lions. Why is that? What's the Nittany part of that?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I don't know some of these college things. You know, the Nittany Lions. And somebody from Penn State can give us a call on that and see what's going on. But they're probably not talking to many people yet because that was a tough game to lose. But it was not a bad game to lose because everybody played so well. I mean, what, 52-49 final score, something else. Now
49-52,
yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
Uh-huh.
And the officiating, there was some, it's my only criticism. At some point, I thought the officials made some dumb calls there a little.
Dumb. They weren't dumb. They were incompetent calls. I go right to it.
Now, why do you say that?
Because you cannot make that call on that guy hitting the quarterback, hitting the ball carrier, laying on the ground, and the guy wasn't even touched.
He jumped over him, right, on the quarterback?
He was not touched.
Yeah.
And if you can't say, hey, just a second, I want to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Then that's a real weakness in the sport. If they can do it at the next level, the professional level, we say, you know, so I challenge that. That guy didn't even come close to hitting him.
Right.
Then I don't know what you have. Plus, the guy launches and he should have been flagged for a helmet to helmet. I don't know that in a game like that, you should be kicking people out of the game. I wrestle with this decision because I do believe that that type of stuff can be handled with coaching and discipline. For someone to say that a player can play and he doesn't know what he's doing, he's just out there playing, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, is ridiculous because that's not true. And if you've got people who are out there playing, just flailing around and not able to keep their senses about them and play within themselves, you got to get them off the field. So you know, a guy spears the quarterback and they kick him out of the game. And, he, you know, that he launches, that they call it. He jumped and used his helmet and the shoulders as an instrument of punishment to the quarterback. And I guess they should kick him out, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy gets kicked out of the game for that. But it was a good bowl game. You see any other good bowl games? None as good as that one. That's it.
I'm out running around doing stuff like everybody else is, and I pick my spots.
You do?
I pick the Alabama series. I picked them to win, certainly over Washington. And then now the next week they're going to have
Clemson. Hold on. We're going to talk about it. It's coming up this week, so we're going to talk about that. That big game is coming up. Can you hold on? Can we do it after the break?
Why not?
I want to get your whole feel on this, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
I want you to kind of break it down for us.
I'm going to give it to you.
And we also check, see what's happening with the Rams coaching job. Now a lot of teams are looking for coaches. People got fired left and right after the NFL season.
And the Chargers are completely out of it.
Why?
They have no idea what they're doing down there.
And then
they're going to move up here, and then they won't know what they're doing.
We
up
do
here.
Our show out of Southern California, out of Hollywood, and if they move up here, maybe Jeff Fisher will come back.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back in the lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn. The big W-E, the big W of the we, is the winning all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, the football legend, the acting legend, Hunter Lands End, Crisis Agent X. I'm talking about the one only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, and Happy New Year to one and all. Great to see you. I've made several resolutions over over the decades.
The decades.
Over the decades, I've made several resolutions. What's the problem?
Any of them that you kept?
I kept most of them.
Do you care to lay one on us?
Yes. To when I go to the wedge, one was when I go to the wedge in Newport Beach to body surf, to always wear my fins.
Okay, so you kept that one.
I kept all those. I kept all the things like that that would help me.
Okay.
That's one of them.
Any others? Another that comes to mind?
To get more rest. I kept that.
That's why you moved the TV from the living room into the bedroom.
That's why I was asleep in your office a little while ago.
You sleep before the show. That's good. Yep.
I was in the car. I was reading a newspaper.
You sleep during the drive-in.
Yeah. Sometimes I do sleep while I'm driving.
That's not good.
I kill two birds with one stone.
Don't talk about that.
I have a third eye when I drive.
Third Eye Drive. That was a famous rock band.
Third Eye Drive.
Yeah, it was good. Now, let's go ahead to the big championship game here, the CFP National Championship game coming up on Monday. And this is Clemson against Alabama. How do you shape this one out? Because there's been some changes in the coaching staff at Alabama. What's that all about?
Well, look, you're talking about Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
Lane Kiffin is a mental case.
Didn't he coach really well for the USC Trojans?
Well, anybody could have coached. He has a talent as a play caller.
Yeah.
That's his talent. He's not good with people.
Who was the guy that drank a lot and got drunk at the pep rally? Was that Sarkisian?
Sarkisian. He's taken over.
He's taken over.
He's taken over.
Didn't he take over at USC for Kiffin? Didn't Sarkisian
He came in. It's the SC connection, you know, and that's what's always
there. I already go, Fred.
It's always rattling.
I already coach the boys. The championship game is going to be great. Woohoo!
Well, Sarkisian got up in front of the alumni drunk. And
woohoo!
Somebody told him not to.
Yeah.
And he did anyway, and that got him fired.
Yeah, it did get him fired. Yeah. It's college. You can't be a coach drunk in a college environment.
Well,
just for the players to
any
handle.
Environment.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I agree. So tell me about Kiffin now. So what happens with this Lane Kiffin guy? What's the deal?
Well, I mean, he wore his welcome out there in Alabama, and they brought him in because he was a good mind, and he brought him in, and his personality and the way he did things rubbed everybody the wrong way. You know, there's reasons that you get fired, not so much because of football matters. There's personal matters, too, that can sink you. And so he wore his welcome out wherever he was. He was at the Raiders. Look at Al Davis called him a complete moron. You know?
Yeah, he was with the Raiders, and Davis did not like him.
But, he didn't like his character. He didn't. He's a little – there's not much of leadership coming from that guy. He knows football. I mean, he knows pass offense. And he has a gift. He has a skill. And people, think, well, I'll hire him and we can get through this other stuff. But he went to Alabama and he rubbed Nick Saban the wrong way. And so Saban said, look, why don't you take a job? I know you want to be a head coach. So why don't you, Pat Hayden fired him in Arizona on the tarmac.
Oh,
After a lost Arizona State.
Oh, he did in Arizona. Yeah, that's right.
So he fired him.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Okay, so now he was flopping around, and then maybe he's picked up by Alabama, and he was serviceable.
And Alabama became pretty strong.
Yeah, they were in the championship games the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And they won two of three, I think.
The tide, the crimson tide, as they say.
Yeah, and so here's what you have. You've got a guy who is not wanted. They wanted him out. Here. I'm going to encourage you to take the Florida Atlantic job as a head coach. So he went and interviewed. He took the job, and they said, okay, I think you should leave now that you've taken the job. We don't need you to hang around. And he made the announcement, did Kiffin. If I want to coach here, I can still coach. If I wanted to coach, I can still coach. And they said, well, no, we'd like you to leave. And then a reporter asked him, tell us about your relationship with Nick Saban. And he said, well, the guy's kind of, I don't know if I have anything good to say other than the fact that he chews me out all the time. And so that was the That was it.
That was it?
Yeah. And that became that, big, that became bigger than the effort to beat Clemson. So he's out.
Yeah. So how will that affect the team, you think?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, Clemson looked pretty good coming on strong.
There, those guys 31 zip over Ohio State.
The Alabama's Roll Tide, and I think Clemson is all Tempa Cheer, aren't they? Or are they the
yes,
Surf?
Yes, that's correct.
One of those, I think. Station ID coming up.
The radio channel.
Welcome back to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our program, though, is the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, the guy from Hunter, threw more people off tops of buildings than anybody in the history of show business, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm going through my notes as I usually do, folks. You know, I continue to drive around Los Angeles reading.
And you take notes
reading
all the time.
The sports page and yes. Taking notes, jotting things down. I don't ever want to be at a loss for an opinion about something in the sports world or for that matter, any other part of the world. I'm torn between talking about Joe Theismann slamming the 49ers for giving Colin Kaepernick the Inspirational and Courageous Player Award.
Hold on a second. Joe Theismann gave this award to Colin Kaepernick. Why? This is the last time I looked. I believe the San Francisco 49ers were 2-12 or 13 or 14,
right.
Weren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
They stunk this year.
And
the quarterback for all those great contests was Colin Kaepernick, who spent more time kneeling than actually throwing a football for a touchdown.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that he's the guy that decided, I'm going to protest the police brutality against black people by kneeling and not standing for the national anthem because I do not believe in the flag.
Thus, the low ratings in the NFL this year.
Yeah, and people just outraged completely.
Yes.
Of course, the league is such a cowardly league that nobody in that organization had the guts to come down and tell the kid, I don't care what you think, but you're not going to act out here at the expense of the fans and expense of our team and expense of our players and our efforts here this year.
But Theismann's upset about this.
We're 2-14. He should be. I'm upset about it.
Theismann's upset. He said, Joe Theismann, he's upset as you are that he got the Inspirational and Courageous Award that the 49ers gave him.
Eschmont Award, which is a very prestigious honor, and decided upon by the players. The players together give the award.
Well, Theismann was on Fox News, and he said, "Inspired and courageous." Quoting him now, he said, "What did he inspire?" He says, "You're 1-10 as a quarterback this season. What did you possibly inspire?" And I agree with Theismann on this. I think Kaepernick. I don't know if anybody wants him.
This is a politic that's sour, and people are tired of it. And
if he were older, Kaepernick could coach the Rams. By the way, speaking of the Rams coaching, I just heard a rumor, and I don't know, you can tell me if this is right. Megyn Kelly from Fox News, they've asked permission to talk to her to coach the Rams. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's what I heard. I just wanted to double check with you if it happened.
No.
Okay.
She's going to be, I'll tell you what, more people will see her at a Ram game than will on her new television show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a prediction? That's another New Year's
She won't have 80,000 people watching her next year around the globe.
Okay. All right. How do we look in the – did you give me a pick, by the way? You didn't pick the BCS – the championship game coming up on Monday night here. Is it Clemson or is it Alabama?
Well, Alabama, to me, is the favorite, mm-hmm. and they're the ones to beat because they just are. And the way they played against Washington was okay, but Washington is flawed. Once I saw how Clemson beat Ohio State and shut them out 31-0.
That was something.
I may lean toward Clemson. As a matter of fact, I believe Clemson could beat them.
I am leaning towards Clemson.
So
orange.
I saw you lean there.
Yeah, I'm going to go orange.
You're going orange?
I'm going to find my best
I'm going to be on record saying Clemson will win.
on record. I'm going to say Clemson's going to win.
Yeah,
as well,
and here's why: because this Lane Kiffin thing is going to backfire.
You're right,
and they're going to be talking about it during the game. Yep. And if Lou Saban loses in the shadow of this controversy, he could kill himself.
You think?
Someone will.
This is really a dark, dank prediction you're giving. So,
well, I'm saying that there's a lot of things on that side of the ledger that favors Clemson, and I think that their win was more impressive over Ohio State than Alabama's was over Washington.
There you go.
That's one. Now, number two is you got to come back from all the nonsense that Lane Kiffin brought to you. So we'll see, but I'm going to pick Clemson.
And Steve Sarkisian is going to be there, right? He'll be taking over in the.
He'll be on the sideline.
Woohoo! Yeah! Apparently, he's already got a seat at the stadium.
What was that?
That was Steve Sarkisian. He gets sometimes he takes a nip or two, and he gets ready for the game.
But he's not drinking now.
Oh, he's not. Is he okay?
No,
okay,
no.
Good. Then who was that guy? All right, let's move along here a little bit. So now. Playoffs, getting into this stuff. What do you think about the New York Giants? They got a shot at doing this. I mean, this team is up, down, backwards, forwards. What do you think?
Well, they have as long as you have as long as you're in contention and
yes.
have a shot
right.
at beating Dallas, which I think they do. They've already beat them before. I think they can beat Dallas. They're not intimidated by them. So therefore, they could conceivably come out of the NFC and be the NFC's representative in the Super Bowl against the winner of probably the Patriots.
Right.
You know? I mean, unless something happens, I don't think it will. I think the Patriots are a favorite, and unless there's a huge upset, someone like Kansas City could have a good game and beat them. But I think it could be the Giants and the Pats in a rematch of a couple of years ago when the Pats were undefeated and the Giants won.
All right, so we're going to see.
I think that could be it.
You can get a hold of Fred. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock!
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Get half off Pizza Hut, a pizza online for a limited time.
Right now, menu price pizzas from Pizza Hut are half off when you order online. Yes, you heard that right. 50%, 5-0. Original Pan Supreme, half off. Meat lovers, half off. Can't decide, still half off. But hurry, this New Year's deal won't last long. January 9th, to be exact. 50% off Pizza Hut pizza. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask click for this limited time offer. Menu price pizzas only. Online only. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip.
We are back in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The man, he didn't comment last time I told you, but the acting legend, Fred Dreyer, who was on Hunter for many years. How many people did you actually throw off buildings during your career as a Hunter?
Over a dozen.
Oh, there was more than a dozen, don't you think?
Well, over a dozen.
At least.
That's a lot.
This, if you couldn't shoot them or handcuff them or whatever, and they just really got you upset, you and Hunter would just throw them off a building.
You have to petition for it.
What do you mean?
Well, when the script comes out,
You
know, everybody, the network's in on it, and they okay it. So when at times it gets down to me, the producers will say, here's how this thing's going to end.
Right.
And this guy is going to be either shot, arrested, handcuffed, punched out, drowned, whatever it is.
Set
him on fire. Who knows?
Yes.
What'll happen. There's times when you say, you know something, I think it'd be a good idea. Get up on a roof and throw them off. It's a great stunt.
You would suggest that?
Yeah, of course. Who else is going to suggest it?
And so you would suggest, actually, because of the violence on television, throwing them off the top of
it's
a roof.
It's a cinematic moment.
Is it a stressful thing for you? Because you got to climb stairs. There's all that music and going as you're probably getting up to the top
of
the
building. No, I take the elevator. The bad guy takes the stairs.
So you were waiting for him.
I yell down to him, hey, Bronco, wait till I get on the roof, then come on up.
Okay, and so you throw him off, but at least 12
times. But we have a consensus. They say, that's a good idea, Fred. I mean, this guy, you know, so if you write a character, a bad guy, that's bad, you have to decide what you're going to do with him.
Right.
That's the responsibility of writing a bad character.
Yes.
That's good.
I love that.
And by the way,
they're showing the Hunter episodes on the network.
Of course.
But what's the network again? It's the Star Network or something they're on.
Yeah, Icon.
Icon Network.
That's Heroes. Heroes and Icon.
And you are a hero from football and an icon.
It's iconic in many ways.
Now, can we talk a little bit about, first off, let's just touch on the fact that there are a lot of teams. NFL teams that fired their coaches.
Yep.
You're saying San Diego doesn't know what the heck they're doing.
They have no idea what they're doing.
They were talking to Jeff Fisher, from what I understand, and a few others. But
That's not true.
They're not doing that?
Okay. Is that true?
Yeah. I heard that they asked permission.
Who told you that?
I read it in
Palm Springs Paul?
No.
Just get Palm Springs Paul in.
He's gone. Palm Springs. Yeah, he should come in.
Did he leave?
No, he's here for usually the last segment, but he should come in now. What the heck?
Yeah, get him
Bring in
here.
Paul in there.
Well, anyway, the point is that it doesn't surprise me if they every fired coach in the last 5 years, they should line up and interview them
because for San Diego
because you can whip them. You know they're grateful that you would hire them.
What about that coach on Minnesota? Didn't they get rid of their coach there too?
Yeah, the University of Minnesota got rid of him because he sided with the protest that a dozen players were, the players today, decided that we're not going to go to the game. We're not going to practice. We're now going to withdraw our participation from a televised event.
Right.
And that's when it gets to be, hey, wait a minute. And a coach sided with them. So they fired.
These are college kids, right?
Of course.
Come on. It's got to start somewhere. And you know what? That's why I'm hashtag MAGA.
What?
Make America great again. It's like you got to get back into the sports. The politics of sports has gotten out of control.
Well, the politics of sports has always been there. It's just it's exacerbated because of the multi-corporation and the amount of money that tells people, I don't care what the facts are or what is truthful. I want what I want. I'm going to pay for it. So everybody else has to get in line, and you kowtow to a politic. It starts with Ray Rice punching his girlfriend out in an elevator. You know, I mean, you know, instead of handling it, the team handling it, they let it be known that they were unable to handle it. And the league came in, the commissioner came in, and he couldn't handle it. When it became clear he couldn't handle it, you know, they had this women's group come in and say, you know, let us counsel all the black players because we're experts on telling black players how to treat black women. Honestly, I mean, this is...
And you're saying the league, the team should have gotten involved.
There should be an owner. The owner of the Ravens.
Yeah, you're
has
suspended.
A press conference yeah. and say, Ray and I have talked. Ray's out of here. Anybody else wants to sign him, they can. But he's fired, and I'm making the decision. It's like Colin Kaepernick. You know, you send a guy down from in the press elevator to the field, and you tell Colin Kaepernick, you know, tell the coach, when this series is over, bring him over here. And he would come over. I'd say, you're fired. Get off the field right now, or I'll have you removed. That's what you do if you have an organization and if you have a company and you're in charge of it.
Well, I didn't want to tell you this, but I've started now an official Twitter campaign to have you considered as head coach of the Rams. I think Fred Dreyer should coach the Rams.
It's such a wise decision.
I think it would be because you're not going to – no shenanigans with you. You're just going to have rules and they're going to be enforced. Less rules, more strictly enforced. Don't you agree?
And I would have – here it is right here.
What would you?
I would have. There it is.
What would you have?
There it is.
You would have
Eagle Spirit Water.
Really?
Eagle Spirit Water. I would have it for the entire team, and we would go undefeated.
It's delicious.
That's exactly correct.
It's wonderful.
And it is.
It is Eagle Spirit.
Eagle Spirit Water.
Where did
water.
You get this great water, by the way?
This
you brought this
water.
In with us.
I brought you a bottle. I brought you a case of it.
It's very nice.
It's naturally alkaline.
I like
naturally
it.
At 7.5. That's perfect alkalinity.
My inflammation I can feel is going down.
It's the best.
It's good.
EagleSpiritWater.com. Go to EagleSpiritWater.com.
It's really
one
good.
Word,
it's good.
One word, Eagle Spirit. You won't regret it. Believe me, it's just great, great water.
That's what we're drinking here, the official water of the Lounge with Fred Dreyer and the official solar energy company, Solar Optimum, for
solar
that.
Solar Optimum.
By the way, they called me today. I'm really considering my electric bills have been like over $800 a month or something. I don't know where the energy's going. I'm going to put up some solar panels.
Well, the other thing else is the windows. You need windows, too.
And
to
a battery backup.
You lock that coolness and that heat inside your house.
That's what I'm doing. All right, straight ahead, we continue. It's the Lounge with Michael Horn and the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome back to the Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend Fred Dreyer. Time for our email segment here. We got a lot
this
of emails.
This is a good segment. I'm beginning to like this segment more and more.
Philip Jones says, "Loved your character in show Hunter. You are the reason I chose number 89 as the jersey number in high school when he was playing there years ago."
I've had many people tell me that exact same thing.
Here's another question from J.D. Peterson says, "Do you think football moving to Vegas is a good idea?"
Yeah, sure. Why not?
In regards to gambling?
Well, of course. They all gamble anyway. These owners, they gamble like crazy.
Here's Denver Schmidt. He's probably been listening to the show. He says, "Hey, Fred, big fan. Curious if you have a New Year's resolution for 2017.
Be a better person and try to help as many people as I can."
He's rolling through these. Desi has written, says, "Dear Sultan," apparently addressing you by your name, your nickname.
Oh, yeah.
"Happy New Year. Just a short note to wish you a happy and wonderful year. How time flies. Before I know, I'll be 65 as the new year comes. I also switched my days off to Monday and Tuesday. That was why I did not catch your live broadcast last week." And you were upset about Desi not listening to the show last week, weren't you?
I mentioned it to you, yes.
But apparently Desi is tuned in, and she says, "Although I don't have much to say about the last show, I posted a stupid thing about New Year on your Facebook page for giggles and found it funny." Did you see that on the Facebook page?
Yes.
It's good. Atlantic Smith, that's a good name, good solid name, says, "I've always been a fan of Fred Dreyer. I grew up watching the Hunter series, the best TV crime drama ever."
He's not wrong about that, ladies and gentlemen. Icon and Heroes. Tune it in every day. You'll see Hunter like you won't believe.
Gail Morgan says, "Happy New Year. Looking forward to more wonderful broadcasts from you." Rick Cardione says, "Happy New Year." Sarah Crossan says, "Happy New Year. Fred and Mike, thank you." And Carmen Viega says, "Very interesting show. We'll have more after this." We'll be right back.
back. We're in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same period. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we have with us here today, you asked for him early, and you have Neighbor Paul.
Yeah, I just want to make a statement here that Neighbor Paul is always welcome as Neighbor Paul. And you are my neighbor in every word.
Was your neighbor.
In every way possible. But you've moved to Palm Springs, so you're now Palm Springs Paul.
I am grateful for the opportunity.
Tell me about this Palm Springs situation.
Why are you leaving?
Why did you move out
Palm
there?
Palm Springs.
I thought I was going to get away from the cool, cold air of Southern California and head on out to the desert.
Well, you will. And I'll tell you, we're going to send out some kind of a feeler. We'll send Bob Henry of our staff out there to see if he can find you sometime in June when the temperatures hit upwards of 130 degrees. You've been out there then.
Listen to this. I've been in Death Valley.
I know.
When it was 127.
With that VW of yours,
133,
right?
is the record.
133,
134. That's a record. I was not out there then because I was near the beach. But I was out there when it was like 125, 27 degrees.
I think they're going to break that 133 record this year in Palm Springs. And the last CRN employee that we had that we sent out there, I think he burnt up. I think he was out there late in the sun one day, and he spontaneously combusted.
That short guy used to come around here?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah. There was just a char left on the actual lounge chair.
Now, Paul, tell us why Palm Springs.
I always thought it was a nice place, and so I thought I would venture on out to the Rancho Mirage.
Anchorage, Alaska, a lot of people think is a nice place. Are you going to go
Palm
there?
Palm Desert, Coachella.
Yeah,
those were places that came to mind.
You like the names of the places. Is that what you were looking around one day?
Well, actually, the truth of the matter is I once saw an episode of Uwe Hauser, California Gold, on PBS.
He's gone.
And I fell in love with the area just by watching the program.
Joshua Tree? Have you been to Joshua Tree?
I have not been to Joshua Tree.
Well,
I spent very little
time
in the area.
There's a lot of UFOs out there, Paul.
Now, you've aged a little, Neighbor Paul, but I don't believe you're near the median age of the people that are in Palm Springs. Would you say, Fred Dreyer?
Well, you're downtown. You're off of 111.
That is what I've been told.
So you're down there, you're down there near the gefilte fish crowd, and you're down there near a lot of
early bird dinner specials.
Handball crowd.
Yeah, there's a hand, and there's
shuffleboard.
Shuffleboards, yeah. You good at shuffleboard? Because you got to know your shuffleboard in Palm Springs.
I don't know yet, but I'll find out. But I do want to say I've made a lot of good friends over at Billy Reed's.
Well,
Billy Reed's?
Yeah, that's like an eating place.
Nice diner.
Fred and I got you a going away gift, and it's going to be something nice here for your house. It's a set of misters for you to put around your bed at night when you go to sleep. These are indoor misters to keep you. That was a great idea. Look, he loves the idea.
Humidifiers.
Yeah. Well, they're actual misters you can hook up to the garden hose, and the water's so warm it'll actually give you a warmth, kind of a mist. Have a swamp cooler going to kind of keep
you. Most of those restaurants there cook soft food because a lot of the crowd comes in don't have teeth. So you should feel right at home, Paul.
Yeah.
No, I understand that there's kind of a wealth of what do you call it? The people that have seasoned citizens, people that have actually experienced life.
Yeah. And if you're going to play golf.
That's a one way of putting it.
if you're going to play golf, plan to get up around 3:30 in the morning. Get your starting time going. Early 3:30 be really great.
Yeah,
hit the links
and stop off at the caddy shack to get a miner's helmet because you're gonna need some wattage out there on the greens.
Great. You have an air conditioner at this place of yours? Hope three or four of them.
I do believe.
Really good. We'll be looking for the Christmas
before
card.
You go to
Paul
bed at
started
night.
His underwear was fanning himself.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Lounge. Final segment here. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. Happy New Year to everybody. We're wrapping up here. And we're just opening up the show. Paul, I just want to know. Driving up in your tank and being here to kick off a brand new year for us.
It's always a lot of fun just to kind of walk out in here for the final couple of minutes of the show. It makes the drive worthwhile.
You got to come on every week. And here's the thing. You've got that white automobile. A lot of people in the desert like to look like they're classy. And so I suggest you trade that in and get yourself a solid black automobile to drive around in the summertime temperatures of 130 degrees, black on black, and get lots of chrome inside.
Oh, is that
your
advice?
You kind of burn yourself on it.
That's good
advice.
You know,
one time I was, as a kid, we were in the Needles, California area, and my parents sold 1953 Mercury. And let me just tell you, there's a lot of metal on that car. And you put your thing to kind of rest your arm on the window. Whew, I think I still got burn marks. So you get yourself something black and a lot of metal, a lot of chrome.
Wear turtlenecks, black turtlenecks.
I know a guy had a Lincoln Continental, had a plastic taillight, and it melted off the car. Bob Henry had one of those and just melted off on it when he was out in Palm Springs. So it's going to be good. We're going to have lots of stories from that area, Fred.
I can't wait. We're actually going to come out to see you periodically. Not a lot, but we're going to come out to see you periodically. And we want some hospitality. Why don't you take us to one of your old...
We'll go to Billy Reed's.
We want to go to Billy Reed's?
You mentioned that twice on the show.
Do they have a soft menu? Paul, do they have a soft menu?
I do. They call it the gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in there. Yeah. Just ask for the ground chuck special.
It's for those if you happen to, and they also have extra false teeth for people. If you forget your false teeth and you decide to make a mistake and look at the child's menu and order some chicken, they'll let you use a pair of extra false teeth.
He might be going out there a little too early in his career, but we've wrapped up a can of jock itch spray for you. Sweats and Fred's got that from the locker. Jackie Slater's old
I got some analgesic balm for your boys.
It's going to be great. You sure you want to do this, Dave? It's going to be beautiful.
I don't know, Palm Springs ball.
Yeah.
Don't some of the teams have training camp out there?
Not anymore.
Yeah, no. They
we lost a couple of teams out there.
Yeah.
They used to.
A couple of organizations folded.
All right, final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
I don't have any final thoughts.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great week.